podcast, and all who listen to it, all who participate in it, are all divinely protected and perfectly safe in all time, in all space, as I am so to be. I'm a witch.
And when I get some dumbass person, and I say this in all respect because I don't know if I'm completely wrong or right about this. At this point, I don't have all the information. I had been in dialogue. I was actually going to buy this minivan from this person, right? Negotiated a price. Was going to meet them tomorrow. And I was going to get the fucking thing, right? I was going to get this minivan. And I was very excited about it. And I got the money for it and all the stuff. I did all the things that one does to, you know, get a car. That motherfucker stopped talking to me. So I don't know the circumstances, like I said. It could be anything, bitch. It could mean anything. It could be anything. This person could be, like, completely lying to me. They could be completely to a point where they just can't communicate right now and can't send the things that I've fucking asked for. Or they were going to try to rip me off, which none of that is. Hi. I brought you some lavender.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Good to see you.
That's the last of that bush, I think. I'm a witch, and it is 5:32 p.m. for all you time travelers on the 26th of October, 2023. We're just clicking along. Time is just moving, baby. Ooh, last night was fun. The magic of live performance. I just love it. It always stimulates me and inspires me to be bigger and better and do all the things that I do good, but try to top myself. Top myself. Some gay jokes for you on this Thursday late afternoon, early evening. Oh, boy. Here's the deal. It's 30-something degrees, or it's projected to get down low. I got my big-ass winter coat back on. And I got all my things inside there, my gloves and all those things. And winter has been switched on. It is no longer fall. I'm so excited for this witch's new year. I am, as you have heard on this incredibly in-the-moment podcast, that I have cultivated and curated a lot this witch's year cycle. I am feeling very confident that my last harvest on Halloween, Samhain, my last harvest is just to bring everything that I've done to myself, put it in my cornucopia, and just admire it. I have played so many shows. I have inspired and been inspired by so many people all year long. I've seen friends just absolutely go down paths I never thought they would and just be as successful as they can be. I'm just so proud of them. I'm proud of my partner for just keeping it real and keeping it going for us and trying to balance off everything. I am proud of myself for digging myself out of debt in a way that was smarter than I think. I don't know if it is as smart as I thought it would be, but it's already signed, DocuSigned, it's all done, baby. And so I'm just now trying to divvy out this money, this loan that I got, to kind of consolidate everything for a second time within the last few months. The reason I did this is because I really, really want a vehicle that I was telling you about. And the work, magical work that I'm doing as the moon doth grow to full. It'll be full in the next day or two. I believe this Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's basically full and it's gorgeous and it's working with me, not against me. It's a full moon lunar eclipse. Wow, that's a lot of energy. So I'm trying to balance out all the shadowy kind of energies that come with that and try to illuminate and work with the beauty of the light and the darkness coming together for one brief moment and then transforming itself back into the full moon. I also purchased myself a knife. another knife. That's three of them now. I know you're probably going, what the fuck? As you know, things are just getting a little fucking creepy around here as of late, and I want to make sure that I have a weapon on me at all times. It sounds scary, but it's the world we live in, and I have no problem just making sure that I have something with me that possibly could defend me from an attack. And it is a legal blade because it collapses down into itself, and it has a knuckle on it where I can put my finger into it, and goddess forbid anybody gets that knife away from me. That's what I didn't like, the whole idea of a pocket knife that couldn't get my finger in there, or like a brass knuckle kind of thing. And it's curved, and it could be deadly, and I would hate to have to use it. And the magic that I put onto it is I don't want to ever have to use this, but if I do, hopefully I won't have to kill anybody that is attacking me, because that's the only time, or anybody that I love, or any situation that I intervene in. I hope that's not the case. And I also hate the phrase live by the sword, die by the sword, but at this point, there's too many stabbings that are going on in this city. There are too many shootings. There are too many muggings. There are too many rapes. It's you have to be smart, and that's what I'm trying to be for not only myself, but my friends and family and those that I hang out with on a regular basis. So I have this little thing clipped to my belt now, and I just have to remember when I go into clubs and shit that I need to take that off prior to going in there, because they will confiscate it, and then a lot of times it's just gone. You know, they say, oh, you can come back and get it after the show, and that's not always the case. Oh, what else? What else is going on? Ooh, tonight I'm working a very special sign language ASL karaoke event that we've done here and there. And I've talked about it on this podcast. It's a very unique experience. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to being a DJ this Saturday for Halloween weekend, is what it's called here in Seattle. And I plan to slam down those funky, scary beats all night long and get people dancing in between our singers, and that should be a blast. So I'm looking forward to that magic, and in general I'm just pretty happy. I just hope I can manifest a little minivan for myself and my partner and my bandmate. I've also still been working with Gay God Pan for the last, I don't know what it's been, a few days now. And it feels right to me. It just feels like that's the God I need right now to help me get from here to there and past this Halloween weekend into the actual day, night of Halloween, which is looking like it's going to be a nice, scary, fun time with that waning moon still in the sky, just kind of saying, all right, now let's get rid of, now let's harvest all the good things, and let's banish all this shit that's not working for us, and start this Witch's New Year right. What are your Witch's New Year resolutions? Mine are, I'm getting a vehicle that I can financially sustain and keep safe in this city, so come spring and summer, I'll be able to find myself in other places easily and effortlessly, not having to fucking rent a vehicle and go through all that rigmarole and bullshit. I'm also considering buying into a parking spot, which, oh my God, can I just be completely transparent about my disgust about this situation? If you have an apartment complex and you have designated spots that literally, clearly could fit anyone with one vehicle from each unit, it should be in part of your fucking rent, right? Now, I'm not mad at I love our space. I've said that before. I love our property management. Everybody seems to be really rad. But $160 just to park your car. But then I started thinking, Tony, You're going to have to get a zone pass. That's going to cost you, I don't know, $60-$70 a year, which is, you know, I'm still probably going to do that anyway, regardless, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford this situation where a parking spot is $160 a month. But there is one available, and I keep on thinking it's going to be the perfect opportunity for me to fix that car and get it where I need it to be fixed, as in I'm not a mechanic, as in turned that whatever I end up getting into a really wonderful camping thing. And that's what I plan on doing. And I hope to goddess that I can do that in the coming months and hopefully not freeze my ass off while doing it, because it does get really cold here. And it just feels like this winter, just judging from where we're at right now at the end of October, that this bitch is going to get cold and probably snow. And that's another thing, I probably get to probably get some snow fucking chains for this whatever I end up buying. And I think I undercalculated payments onto my credit cards to pay them off. So now I'm like, oh fuck, I want at least $3,000 for the vehicle that I get, but I want to try to talk them down to at least $2,500. That way I have about $500 left over to buy into this space. And hopefully that will be the case. And that reminds me, I should probably reach out to him about getting that space. Hopefully within the next few days, I'll have a vehicle in my possession that runs perfectly, that is in good shape, that's been taken well care of. And the one that I'm looking at, I thought for sure this guy was ripping me off, but now he finally messaged me back and just said he's really busy. And remember, I was saying, you know, it could be something's going on. And it's just when you have communication that's kind of nonstop about a sale, and then all of a sudden you ask for, you know, a little bit more insight into what you're buying, since this is on Marketplace Facebook, I'm definitely taking a chance by doing this. And son of a motherfucking bitch, if he didn't message me today and just say, hey, I can't show you the car today, but I can show it to you on Monday and I'll try to get you those photos. And I'm like, okay, maybe the car isn't in his possession. Maybe he has a parking spot that where he keeps it. I do not know. But all I do know is that this is the right price. This is the right kind of vehicle that I want. You know, it's got a little wear and tear, but that's to be expected after 20 years. And then there's another guy who has an even better situation, but more mileage on it. So I'm kind of just up in the air and doing a lot of tarot reading. And this is where I've tried to explain, do not become reliant on doing the same goddamn reading over and over. Do that one reading, take it in, and maybe, you know, you can rephrase it in a way, but stop asking the same goddamn question, because you're just going to confuse yourself. Are you like that? Are you one of those people like myself that, you know, like, okay, I don't like that answer. Let's go. Not that I don't take it in, but like there are times that I'm like, you know, that's not what I wanted to hear. Show me a different angle to this or whatever the case may be. And anyway, I start flipping cards like a crazy man. And at this point, all I really, really want, what I really want is for this vehicle to be a third home, if you will. Something that I can rely on, something that's there, something that I can just say, hey, let's get in this and let's get down to the beach and watch the sun go down, even if it's fucking freezing. We'll see how it all works out. This is I'm a Witch podcast. Blessed be. I'm a Witch, and it's later on in this same night. It's 12:05 for all you time travelers, a.m. the 27th now of October 2023. And I decided to break in my new shoes, since all the little rentable scooters were all saying they were out of batteries, but I'm not. Oh man, I finally got a chance to review the videos and of the potential new Crimson Demon, is what I'm thinking about calling it, my little minivan. Y'all, it's got a built-in DVD that comes down from the roof. My man and I love our movies. And I tell you what, I cannot wait to get pile in. I can get 7 people in that bitch, right? I cannot wait to pile these motherfuckers in and put on a DVD and drive them somewhere that they don't know where they're going. You know, kind of do a whole thing, like an adventure in the Crimson Demon. So it's kind of like this dark red color. It's kind of perfect. It's like the same color as my nail polish right now. And I was like, really kind of upset. I'm like, this person isn't getting back to me. And then I started, like I said earlier, I was like, I just felt like I was being ghosted. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to keep on going. This does not have to be the vehicle, even though my gut is saying this most likely is. And it very well could not be. It might not be. What am I going to do? I'm just going to see what happens in the next couple of days. But for $2,500, something that has 90,000 miles on it, oh my God, used? What, did you have it parked and you guys just lived in it and didn't drive it anywhere? Holy shit. Too good to be true? Of course. Magic? Maybe. That's why I was so freaked out. I'm like, okay, this person was communicating with me, and now they're not. I'm being ghosted. I don't want to be ghosted. Not when I'm spending, you know, a lot of money for me. You know, $2,500 might not mean shit to you listening, but for me, that is a huge chunk of change. That's a month of my salary, baby. And I'm so excited. They sent me these videos and I'm like, oh my God, am I really getting a Kia? I never thought in a million years I would get a minivan Kia. But the Crimson Demon is just calling me. And as it gets really cold here, I'm just going to let winter set in, like I said, and I'm going to do my best to get out when it's nice and warm, take the Crimson Demon on a little journey here and there. But I guarantee you on social media, if and when I pile very important people, VIPs, into the Crimson Demon, and we go rolling together, there will be a movie playing on the DVD player. I will pretend that I am a mother with a bunch of kids, and I will tell them to quit arguing, quit smoking in my car. Weed's fine, just as long as I'm not smoking it. But the joy of just being able to go after all these, almost 10 years, 8 years or so, 8 to 9 years of not having a vehicle, just really just kind of going, public transit is all I need. My 2 feet, my 2 legs, my body, mind, and spirit. This is all I need to get from here to there and everywhere. My partner as well. And all we wanted was a little freedom. And I'm willing to do that for myself. So be it. It is 4:35 p.m. on this lovely 27th of October, 2023. And the sun is out, but it's cold as fuck. Huh, if this is any indication of what possibly could be our winter, I am so not really looking forward to it. My God, I can't wait. Today I'm inventing a new thing called horror movie trivia karaoke. I was talking a little bit about it last time I did it. It's basically, if I can get enough people there, they'll have, you know, teams of 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 people. And they can all compete against each other in this horror movie trivia situation. It should be a lot of fun. And it is very interesting because some of these deep cuts that I found on Amazon, this horror movie trivia game, it's expensive, man. Oh my goodness. There's dogs. We're having issues. People are barking. Dogs are out the window about ready to attack another dog. Huh. If that's how this full moon is going, I may have to stay inside. But Fortunately and unfortunately, I have to DJ this Saturday night, which is on the full moon eclipse in Taurus, and I cannot wait to do my thing, you know. I'm blessed to have these opportunities. I feel blessed to bring joy and fun to the community that I serve and also play within, and it's a lot of interesting people that all have all kinds of interesting lifestyles and interesting identities and how they want to be called and whatnot. It's freaky, and I love it. It's that kind of freakiness that keeps me going every day, knowing that other people are just feeling themselves as much as they can. And at this point, I'm not going to film myself today. I'm just going to move on. I'm going to keep on moving and not give a fucking fuck what anybody else is doing with their life today, because today is about me. Why? Because I've decided so. I hurt myself playing VR. I hurt my finger. I've had some demonic kind of things trying to get in again around the full moon. So that means something started around the new moon, and it's the same thing that I've been fighting off for months and months and months. And I think I pinpointed it finally to the energies that could be creating it, maybe not throwing it at me, but definitely feeding it energy. And well, I'm just going to fucking destroy it. And not only destroy it, but the energies that create it. I don't want to harm anybody, but I absolutely have had enough. It's not what I want. I don't do attachments very well. And they have tried over the years to do such. And and when you are a witch, y'all, I've said this before, they are attracted to you. The dark and the light, the harm and the healing, it all comes to you when you start fucking around with these amazing energies that are at our disposal. That are at our disposal. And it's why I'm constantly saying, put up that protection. But also that protection is a psychic barrier that also tells you when this shit is kind of happening. And you have to just kind of look around your environment. Like today, there was this fly or gnat, something. And ever since I saw, what was it, The Exorcist or Amityville Horror. I can't remember which one that had all the flies. I've talked about this before, but flies to me, I don't want to harm them, but they are evil. They seem to come out of anywhere that's rotten and gross, these maggots, and they turn into these little pesky things. And I noticed it, and I was in a hurry, and I hurt myself, and I was getting kind of frustrated with my belt on my just everything and anything that could just fucking irritate me fucking irritated me. Excuse me. And, I fucking am not going to allow those kind of energies in. And then all of a sudden, my black cat is going after this gnat. My black cat's going after the gnat. Sounds like a song, doesn't it? But I was like, you get it. You get that motherfucker, because I can feel something trying to sneak in. So all that means on this full moon tonight, I'm just going to have to seal off the house again, because something thinks that it can somehow enter in our space and fuck with me a little bit. And, well, I'm not going to have it. Not on this full moon or any other time in my life. I've had enough. In other news, the vehicle that I plan to purchase, it sounds like it's well on its way to being in my name, and myself having a little freedom for my friends and I. And we can go to these sacred spaces that it takes forever to get to when you're on a bus or a train or whatever. No, I'm just going to be like, hey, you want to kick down $5, put it in the gas tank, and then we'll find ourselves in some woods somewhere, even if it's fucking cold. We'll find ourselves somewhere beautiful in the city and not have to take public transit and spend hours going to and from. Not that I won't continue to use public transit, because I will, It is very handy, and I highly recommend it. But, you know, I went, like I said, for about 8 years or so without having the option of a vehicle to go from here to there or everywhere. And I'm excited. I'm excited for the freedom, and I get it. And I want my life back, you know. I want my power back. And calling back my power to me also, I mean, it sounds silly. I'm talking about a car, right? I'm talking about a minivan. But calling my power back to me also allows me other freedoms that I have sacrificed over the years. And maybe you should too. Maybe you should take 8 years off on having a vehicle, you know? And I plan to do it right this time. You know, when I'm driving, I plan to have people in there. I'm not going to be doing very much of just driving myself everywhere. I want to make sure that, you know, I'm doing it right. And having multiple people in it so I can hit those lanes that are faster on the freeway. And also, you know, I'm not completely destroying the planet with an old car. I'm not happy about it, but it is what it is, and it is going to be what it is. And hopefully, I will be able to make good on my promise of not only getting that vehicle, but keeping it up and driving. I mean, 90,000 miles, you guys, that's nothing. What, did you guys just keep this fucking thing in like some sort of fucking garage somewhere? Maybe. I don't know. Happy Halloween from me to you. Halloween weekend, anyway. It's not quite the Halloween, but we're close. Ah, I'm so excited. I'm a witch. It is 8:52 p.m. on Samhain. Samhain. Halloween in all of its names. The witches. New Year is here, my friends, and I decided to just take eyeliner and turn myself into a little black cat, and I got a little black cat hat on, and I have a long black dress over my black pants, and I got a couple evil eyes on me on my necklace and on my fanny pack, and I'm going to go see one of my favorite bands in Seattle, Creature Hole. They are fabulous. They are this duo that I probably already talked about them, but I'm just going to gush anyway. The fact that they were available to do it tonight on a Tuesday of all nights just blew me away, and I'm so excited. So I'm heading to the venue to see my friends perform, and I've known them for fucking 10-something years now. I remember them booking them in the basement of this home I lived in. We called it the Inn. I-N. Are you in the Inn? And then that turned out to be just an incredibly strange experience, like absolutely amazing, because we had a theater in the basement that I helped curate and turn into a space that other people could explore, running different types of shows like open mic nights and things like that. And they are just so good, and they were good then, and they're even better now. And if you have a moment to look up Creature Hole, listen to their music. They're on all the platforms, and they're just really dynamic and very talented. And that's that. So that's where I'm heading for my Halloween. Oh my gosh, y'all. I got a vehicle, and it's a minivan, and it's 20 years old. It's 2004, and I am okay with it. There are a few things that I'm like, oh, okay. I don't want to give it any energy on this podcast, but for the most part, it is getting me closer to a feeling of a little bit more freedom. However, tonight on Halloween, I went and I gave her a bath. I got myself a ticket already for parking. God, the parking. Okay, here's the deal. If you come to Seattle and you are driving a car, I highly recommend, if you're going to stay at a friend's house and they have parking, a parking space, take it. If you are coming to Seattle and you are staying at a hotel and there's a parking spot, leave your car. Tonight took me roughly 40 minutes to find a place to park. And thankfully, I was smart enough to get an air tag yesterday and put that bitch in the new minivan. And it is a lot further away from me than I wanted, but it's on the same street as where I live. And tomorrow I am getting a space at our apartment complex. It's expensive, but I'll tell you what, after getting that $50 ticket today, I'm already like saving money, because tickets are real and the last thing I fucking want to do is deal with getting towed. So until I can find something cheaper, I'm going to go with that. And that is the last of the harvest. I mean, I still have till what? What do they say? Samhain lasts from what? Like 12 a.m. till something or other. Whatever. Neither here nor there. I have finally gathered up and analyzed all my harvests. And the last of my harvest was redoing my credit one more time and putting myself into a position of a very long loan, many years, but I can pay on it any way I want. I got my credit score up to almost excellent, which, young witches, hear me. If you're listening to this, I don't care what time and space you're listening to this in. It is so easy to make your credit better. And you can do it as simple as getting a $100 card, buying something for like 50 bucks, even if it's groceries or whatever, and just paying that shit off on time every fucking time. And if you can do it every fucking time, my friends, your credit's gonna skyrocket. Doesn't matter the amount that you are trying to pay off. It only matters that you're making consistent payments that you can afford. Now, what this loan is going to do to my credit, now that I've taken it out, I will not see the impact of that for a couple days, I assume. A couple weeks. Sorry, some guy just walked on a red light and I'm like, you're going to fucking die, my friend. The pangs of recording live on the streets of Seattle. But I would not do it any other way. Except for, I have a huge announcement. There's one more thing that I forgot. I have my first person. I've had people talk about it, but my first person who I know, who I don't know if she identifies as a witch, but she's an incredible performer here in Seattle. I'm not going to say her name, but she reached out to me and would like to be on the podcast. Stamp, baby. I did it. Finally, after all this time. I keep on putting it out there. If you're a listener right now, I don't care where you are in the world. Now, if there's a language barrier, that could be an issue, because I'm a dumb American and I only speak English. I wish I was, but my dyslexia is hard enough to learn my own language, let alone another one. But if you are out there in the world listening to this podcast and you could figure out a way where we could be on the podcast together, meaning, you know, if you speak another language that isn't English, we'd have to figure out a translator situation, but that's fine. I'm down to do whatever it takes to get other voices heard on this incredible experiment, because that's all it is in the end. It's just me looking at all these jack-o'-lanterns. You know, people stepped their Halloween pussy up this year here in Seattle, and there are people out and about, and that's why I could not find parking for 40 fucking minutes. People are out and about, and they're enjoying their evening on a Tuesday night. I'm shocked a little bit. I'm also very excited, because that just means the Halloween spirit is in full bloom, and this is a very sacred night for us witches. And if you are one of those witches out there that, you know, just kind of do Halloween, that's cool. But I want to remind you that our ancestors, we are blood, the very blood and bone, the water that makes us who we are, stems all the way back to that DNA that started this clan. You know what I'm saying? And you should at least have a moment of, let's take it together. It doesn't have to be on Samhain. Ancestors, I thank you for your love and your support. Ancestors that are working for me, please stay with me. Work with me and protect me. Work with and protect the listeners. I'm talking to their ancestors. Ancestors, anyone listening to this right now, for the good of all and it harm none, if you are working for these incredible people, continue to do so, and may your spirit be amplified with love and light, and so you can do your work a little bit more. And those ancestors that actually aren't exactly what we want to align with, we thank you, we send you love, but we want the ones that are going to do the best work for us and for their spirits. So be it. Get where I'm going with this. Like, there are a couple people that are dead in my life that I'd say, well, I'm not sad about it. I'm actually kind of like relieved, like not in a bad way or anything. Like, there are people, you listening to this right now could probably say, you know, there is a couple dead people that I'm just glad they're fucking dead. And Tony, I don't give a shit what you say. And I say, more power to you. That, you know, I had a friend who told me, a very abusive father, right? And this person felt no remorse whatsoever for hating on the spirit of their dead father, who was an abusive douchebag. And I told that person, you're absolutely in the right. You're absolutely in the right to say, fuck off, spirit of my dead dad. I don't want to have anything to do with you. You are absolutely right in protecting yourself from that, because if that person gave you that much shitty energy in your life, why in the fuck would they stop after they're dead? And honestly, maybe they have a little bit more fucking time on their hands. I don't know how death works. I don't know how it all works. But I know there's an energetic soul. I know that there are spirits out there working for us. And there are spirits out there not working for us. There are spirits out there that want to fucking fuck shit up. And you, as a funky ass witch pagan person, or whatever you are, you as whatever you are, have every fucking right to celebrate someone not being there anymore that harmed you. It's okay. And I'm giving you the okay. Wow, it is just on Olive Way here east. We got a packed house over here at this bar. We got a packed house at that bar. We got a packed house at this bar. So I'm hoping that where I'm going, it's going to be popping off, baby. Because this black cat is ready for all the fun, bitch. Happy Samhain, no matter what time you're listening to this. Happy Samhain. Happy Halloween. Happy Witch's New Year. And may this podcast, this moment right here, give blessings to the rest of your year. So be it. I love you. Of course, on Halloween night, the words start to flow. I start realizing that the reason I haven't been able to write the words that I am starting to write, the story that I'm starting to write, is because I was so scared to actually do it. Any of you in relationships where you're like, man, I'm undervalued. I am not completely respected like I should be. And I'm not being dramatic right now. I'm just trying to tell you what's kind of coming out. Things that are hard to say take a long motherfucking time to say them. That's what I started writing about tonight. And basically, the idea is all those things that you sifted through, my friends, all those things that felt like daggers or fish hooks pulling you here and there and everywhere. And that moment where you realize it's unknowable. I will never know the real truth. So therefore, I'm going to celebrate that and stop tripping on it. Do you get what I'm saying? Oh my gosh. I went deep. I went blood deep tonight, y'all. I feel myself just like clicking along, and I don't even have heels on, bitch. I am that bitch tonight. Not emo, just absolutely in charge of my own fucking reality and my craft. And what I need right now, desperately, is the possibility of not caring about so much shit. And it's a shitty place to come to. But once you realize that all those things that you trip on so much that might be unknowable or unknown to you, learn how to celebrate the fact that you'll never know. So why are you tripping on it? That's where I'm at 2023, my friends. I love you. Thank you for listening. 4:03 p.m. Bum, bum, bum. On the 1st of November, 2023. And wouldn't you know it, I'm kind of hungover. Hi, kitten. Hello. Hi. Oh. I was saying hi to a cat right in that moment. This gorgeous, fluffy, brown, beautiful, fluffy cat. And then a big black dog came right behind him and started barking. Time to go. Whew. Wouldn't you know it, though, I was up till, I don't know, 4 in the morning. Finally got to sleep, right? After all my Halloween fun. And son of a bitch, the Amazon delivery driver, this is twice now, rang our doorbell. I do not know why they're doing this. I'm going to put in the instructions, please do not ring that doorbell. It's an old doorbell, and it is, I can't believe this guy. In the rain, he's blowing leaves. Girl, can't wait to ban those motherfuckers and get just electric ones. I know it's gonna cause some stress and strife for a lot of people as I'm walking to my minivan that takes gas. God damn it. This world's so hard to navigate. You want to do all the right things, and yet just being human makes you a problem for the planet. Anyway, oh my gosh, all the war, all the conflict, all of it was forgotten last night. And I had a moment with a couple of friends, one who I consider, you know, a dear friend at this point, and the other, I'm just getting to know them a little bit more. Both extremely wonderful individuals. And we had a nice heart-to-heart last night. And there's something that comes with communication with other people that share the same family members or friends. And when anyone is in kind of a deep, dark place and other people are seeing it for what it is, and feel bad and want to do something for that person, but learning and realizing that there isn't quite much you can do other than just be supportive and be there. It's a nice feeling to be able to communicate with other people that are having the same emotional situation. And it also reminds me that I get why AA and all those things are so important in people's lives, because it's so much easier to share the stress and strife and burdens of our life with other people that are going through similar things, so you can have a mirror to talk to and maybe teach you how to navigate the waters of just being alive a little easier with other people that are going through the same stuff. You get what I'm saying. So last night became very intimate and sweet. And another friend of mine, I saw him last night, very talented person, and he's going through some stuff. So if you're going through a lot right now, just know that I got your back. I've said this before. Magically, I got your back. I can't offer anything more than that because I don't know you personally, but I can say that my energy is here to help. It's always been that way, and that's what this is about, is to offer some words of encouragement and be your little witchy cheerleader right here in Seattle as the rain kind of trickles down on me as I walk to my minivan very far away. Oh, and look down, and there's two feathers, and they're both crossed, and it looks like Gifu. It looks like an X, that rune, and there was two beautiful. Well, it looks like actually this could have been like some carnage, because there's a lot of feathers from the same bird just all along here. Oh, I wonder if it was a Halloween costume. Very well could be. I'm right now in the most beautiful on 13th Avenue East, but I'm headed towards Volunteer Park, where I had to park my vehicle so far away. And I'm in just below Millionaire's Row, and all these homes are multi-million dollar homes, and they're gorgeous. And it just is so beautiful. The trees are so November. It's like, oh, the reds, the yellows, the off yellows, the mustards. Oh, so pretty. And the green trying to hold on till the very last minute. Oh, this is I Am a Witch, and happy Witch's New Year. I hope the rest of this year is as blessed as it has been all year. I had a pretty good year, and I ended this year with getting a used car. I also got a ticket. Not today, though. Not today. Blessed be. Thanks for listening. Oh, my God. I'm resuming where I left off. Hello again. It is now 4:38 p.m. for all you time travelers out there on this rainy November day. It's like, hello, the rain's back. But you know what? All these plants need it, because it was kind of a hot ass summer. So I was just thinking of all the things that I need to get done. I was thinking about how hungry I am right now, how I just feel like today feels just a little static because I have that lingering hangover, and also just the veil being so thin and just taking on a lot of energy. I decided I was going to try something right now in the moment, and maybe this is something we can adopt together. Goddess of getting shit done, please give me the strength, the focus, the energy, the time, and the dedication to just cross off each little thing that I need to get done, and it happens fluidly, easily, and effortlessly, harming none, for the good of all, and I can get to that other place that I want to be, which is successfully done with all the shit that I need to do today and every day and every night of my life for the rest of my life. So fucking mote it be. I like to throw the fucking in there. I've been doing that for fucking years because I just love that word, and it just has a lot of oomph to it. And when you add a little bit more oomph to it, as in like fucking emotional oomph into your spells or your in the moment incantations like I just did, it just adds to the fuel of the fire of that particular thing that you're working on. So I like to step it up and try it. Just, you know when you're really fucking angry and you're just so fucking pissed, and all that energy is happening. You could transform that same kind of intention and that energy, that energy into something a little bit more positive. So fucking mote it be, like when you're really fucking happy. So try it, and I think you'll experience a different way of manifesting, because you're actually in the moment making things happen with the will of intention and emotion connected together. Sorry, I got a little distracted there towards the end. I was going into the key maker, and he just told me it would cost me almost $100, 80 something plus tax, to get another key made for my minivan. And so I was like, fuck that. I hit the person up that I bought it from and said, could you please mail me the key? And he said, okay. So look, the spell is working. Next Okay, next stop, I'm getting tacos, and then work, and then fuck if I know at that point. But I kind of made a mistake online. Well, it wasn't really a mistake. I just kind of fucked something up, and I've been thinking a lot about it, and I got to figure out how to go back through and deal with it, because I don't want any legal issues down the road. But I just want to emphasize that it is important to be as transparent and honest as you can in everything in your life, unless you're dealing with some douchebag and you just need to get out of a situation or something like that. Like, there are times when lying and or kind of fudging the truth a little bit where, okay. But then there are times that, you know, fudging the truth or lying can get you in trouble, and you don't want that. And as a magical person, you are pulling on different threads, pulling on different, the marionette is kind of what I call it. You are the marionette, and you are also the person controlling the marionette. And, well, you got to be careful, because the universe can be unforgiving and it can slap you in the face. Like, for instance, I got a zone parking space so I wouldn't get a ticket. I ran down to work to use the printer, and then I got back to the minivan and I put it in the window like I'm supposed to, and I didn't read the sign right, and I got a motherfucking ticket the first day that I had the vehicle. But now I have a parking spot at my apartment complex, which is $160 more on top of the already expensive rent. This city, I tell you what. But I guess my point being is that try to be as correct and honest and transparent as you can, because the universe is working with your magic, and your magic is tethered to everything you do, not just what you do in circle, everything. Keep that in mind when you're fudging the truth or lying a little bit. Look at this witchy night on this. Whoa, God, what is this? This is the second. Oh my God, the second of November 2023, and it's 8:53 p.m. for all you time travelers. It's a nice cold night. There's no rain in sight. There's some clouds here and there, and it's a perfect time to beam down and come join me in this experiment known as Seattle, Washington. Tonight is also Art Walk, which I love, but I got a late start on it. I have put myself out there on the internet with my resume to several different things over the last couple of years, just to see what kind of things would pop up. And I'm having this random conversation with what possibly could be a job, part-time, remote job for me. And it's payroll. And I had to explain to this person, who I don't even know who I'm chatting with. Of course, I'm going to block the number if he starts, or they start, she starts, I don't know, starts asking me for, like bank account information or anything like that. So far, we've gotten to, do you have a printer at home to use? So it might be legit, I don't know. But I've never worked in payroll, but how hard could it fucking be? You know, is it just spreadsheets? I would just have to learn. I just keep on telling this person, it depends on the workload, what my commitment and the hours that I could work. I'm just being honest with you. I already have something that I love doing, and I'm just trying to make a little extra money on the side remotely. And here's my resume. I'm highly qualified in, you know, all kinds of things. And here's my references kind of thing. And it got me thinking, because I have a couple friends actually that are in this place of hell within their employment. They feel trapped. They love what they do, but they also fucking hate it and really just would like to be done with it. And of course, I'm the kind of person where I'm like, Well, bitch, if you got a 401k, I don't have anything like that. Go for it. Just say fuck it, you know? Like, especially if you're young, you know? Just get the fuck out. Like, there's nothing keeping you there, honestly, but yourself. And this is, you know, advice that I've given to a couple people within the last week or so. And my advice isn't, hey, just, you know, jump off the bridge. I want you to definitely think about it and plan your exit. You know, like, wait for the new year and, you know, wait till the tax year is done so you can file your taxes and not have to deal with that bullshit. And then if you do have a pretty decent severance or any kind of, you know, like last paycheck until you get your 401k, whatever that means. I don't even know what that is. I know some of you are probably laughing at me, but I've never worked in an environment that had that kind of option. I've always worked for mom and pop shops. I've always worked for mom and pop, like fucking an herb store, a restaurant, like, and I've committed myself to these places, and I've just never had that kind of opportunity. But if I did, I guarantee you, if I had that bitch up to $20,000 or even $40,000, I'd look at my expenses. I would look at what I would need to get by for a few months. And this bitch, which would dedicate all her time to finding the dream job. And if I didn't find it, I still had a cushion, you know, and you could just start. But I understand that these 401k things, you pay into them, but like when you cash them out too early, you don't get all of it or something. So like, I guess my advice to any listener here, if you are caught in a situation that's a dead-end job and you see no way out, there are spells for that. And, you know, and this is strange because both of these people that I'm referring to, and I'm not naming names because I don't want them to think, you know, I'm spreading their shit all over my podcast without their permission. This is just more kind of like a place, I'm coming from a place of absolute love and wanting the best for those people. But there are times when you put that shit out there, right? You put your spells out there. I want out of this situation. I want a new situation. And I expect this to manifest right away. For some reason, there's a lot of karma that goes along with your commitment to things. So say you're in this job for, I don't know, 10 years and you're just not going anywhere. You're at the last level of where you could be promoted, basically, unless you wanted to take some sort of managerial position. And trust me, nobody wants to do that. If you're a manager, hey, you brave soul, great job. It's too fucked up in the bar and service industry after COVID. It is just people know their value now, and they're like, I'm not going to put up with shit. But you also get a bunch of flakes who are just like, well, I made enough tips the other night to get me through to next week or get my rent paid or whatever. So I'm going to say that I'm sick and take the next 2 days off because I don't want to be there. I don't want to deal with the stress. So what happens? The managers have to deal with it. And that, neither here nor there about my life, just saying if you are that brave soul that finds yourself in management, you know, good luck to you. And blessed be, because people talk shit about you and behind your back and all that stuff. And well, but back to my point, you can have a lot of willpower and it just won't manifest. And you'll be asking yourself every fucking time around the full moon, where is this? Where is this manifestation I've been looking for? I put it out there. I'm very serious about it. I want out of this situation. But sometimes the universe and your guides and your spirits, they know what's best for you. And sometimes you got to stay within that fucking situation because there's something better going to come. Even if you are at the last of your rope, even if you are to a point where you're just done, somehow you're still getting up and doing what you got to do to get by in this world. And That's the unfortunate part about magic. Unless you are like the Uber witch, you are the magician of magicians, you are that manifester that can just snap your fingers like Thanos and make a thing happen. More power to you as well, because that's what we all kind of want, some of us, and some of us just want to be gentle.